Chan floated up to them, across the bowl of blackened wood and ashes. "Kill the pig! Cut her throat! Spill her blood!" Yet, as the words became audible, the procession reached the steepest part of the mountain, and in a minute or two the chant had died away. Piggy sniffled, and Simon shushed him quickly, as though he had spoken too loudly in church. Jack, his face smeared with clays, reached the top first and hailed Ralph excitedly, with lifted spear.
"Look, we've killed a pig! We stole up on them! We got in a circle!"
Voices broke in from the hunters.
"We got in a circle!
We crept up!
The pig squealed!"
The twins stood with the pig swinging between them, dropping black gouts on the rock. They seemed to share one wide, ecstatic grin. Jack had too many things to tell Ralph at once. Instead, he danced a step or two, then remembered his dignity and stood still, grinning. He noticed blood on his hands and grimaced distastefully, looked for something on which to clean them, then wiped them on his shorts and laughed.
Okay, the hunters have finally killed a pig. So, for the first time, Jack's got blood on his hands. At first, the blood makes him grimace or frown because blood and killing are disgusting, or so Jack was taught in the old world. He looks around for a place to wipe the blood, but then decides it's not really that important. He wipes the blood on his shorts, ruining the last piece of clothing he has left from his old life. And finally, he laughs as though the whole thing is funny. So in just one sentence, Jack's gone from being disgusted by blood and killing to thinking it's funny and good fun. That sort of sums up everything that's happened to Jack since he landed on the island. Let's keep going. I think Ralph and Jack are in for a fight. Pick up near the middle of page 69, where it says, "Ralph spoke."
Ralph spoke. "You let the fire go out." Jack checked, vaguely irritated by this irrelevance, but too happy to let it worry him.
"We can light the fire again. You should have been with us, Ralph. We had a smashing time. The twins got knocked over.
We hit the pig.
I fell on top.
I cut the pig's throat," said Jack proudly, and yet twitched as he said it.
"Can I borrow yours, Ralph, to make a nick in the hilt?"
The boys chattered and danced. The twins continued to grin.
"There was lashings of blood,"
said Jack, laughing and shuddering.
"You should have seen it."